All right, my next guest knows a thing or two about being on the front lines of law enforcement in general. And as I go through that long list, the comprehensive list of officers that have been injured, shot, stabbed, run over by vehicles, bones broken, one on life support in Las Vegas today as we speak. Eric Jackson is a former special agent, served 21 years in the FBI. He left as the special agent in charge of the Dallas field office. Eric, welcome to the program. Good to have you here in the No Panic Zone.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Give me an idea. What do you make of it? What's your gut reaction to what you're seeing over the last handful of days?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a terrible situation that started with the death of George Floyd, and now it's escalated into individuals using that platform for their own personal and ideological beliefs. And what I have been telling people is, if you are upset and angry over the death of George Floyd, how can you then want to take that out on police officers who also have families and personal? And I just think things are spinning a little bit too much out of control.
Completely out of control. I mean, you have basically anarchists. When I see video of police officers in New York, for example, finding boxes full of bricks and chunks of concrete and so forth piled up on the street corners, obviously this is an organized attempt to create riots, to create some sort of a war in the streets. At least that's what it looks like to me. You're a guy who used to investigate such things. I mean, obviously the bricks and concrete didn't get there by accident. Now did it?
No. And that's, if you look at the tactics of those that do demonstrations, anti-demonstration type of actions, during most peaceful demonstrations, which are constitutionally protected, you have bad actors who are going to try to promote their ideology and going to try to promote their beliefs at the expense of people who are just practicing their constitutionally protected voice. And that's the thing that should cause America as a nation concern, that these individuals are using it. And that's why law enforcement is really stepping up to excise those groups from these peaceful protests.
Sure, and I fully support, as most people do, the right of the people to gather and redress their grievances with their government. It's the First Amendment protection. It should be. I don't think that comes with a brick through the window or stealing a $330,000 SUV or stealing shoes and burning down the Walgreens. That's where I lose connection with all of this. And I wonder, Eric, if you could tell me, it feels to me like it's all sitting there waiting, and the people of Antifa or whatever fringe group are waiting for an excuse to light the fuse. Your thoughts?
Well, if I've been looking at domestic terrorism groups for more than 17 years, and during those 17 years, these tactics have seen, I've seen them everywhere from Seattle on, that this platform that's created by the peaceful demonstration, that you just have bad actors, not only on the anarchist side, but also on the far right extreme, that look at this as a petri dish that they could come in and sow discontent. You know, you look at the assaults on police officers.
Oh, all how can you
justify injuring, taking the life of a police officer, and say that you are angry?
Well, I want to say something about that. Yeah, Eric Jackson, former special agent, served 21 years and ended as the special agent in charge of the Dallas field office. And I want to take you to Dallas. Five police officers murdered in the streets there during a Black Lives Matter protest, if you will. I think this attitude toward law enforcement has been caustic for a number of years. And I think that there are people that continue to fuel that sentiment towards police officers on mainstream media, in other places, and I think this is the result, unfortunately, and we need to stop doing that and allowing that to happen. Law enforcement is generally on our side. Yeah, there are some bad actors in law enforcement, but generally, let's be honest, These are good folks putting their lives on the line every day to protect the rest of us, right or wrong.
Well, I'll tell you, Sue, I have had the privilege to work with some of the finest law enforcement executives and officers around, and I can tell you, even here in Dallas, my North Texas Chief of Police Association were some of the first to come out speaking against the actions in Minneapolis. And whether it, again, is from anarchist groups or groups like the Boogaloo Boys who on Facebook, Twitter, and others talk about their anti-police sentiment, police officers have to do better, and we have to respect the rights and have humanity toward those that we've sworn to protect and serve. But that should never justify hitting a officer with a van or what happened in New York overnight with the
right. Two shot, another one stabbed. That's absolutely never, never. I've only got about 30 seconds left here, but I want you to answer one other thing, because it seems to me a lot of these officers are protected that should not be on the job. This particular officer had, you know, several complaints of aggressive behavior filed against him over the years. What about the unions? Have they made it too difficult to get rid of bad cops? Because the unions protect these folks. They're still on the job, and maybe they shouldn't be. I'll give you the last word, 30 seconds.
Well, I would say that in spite of the unions, it behooves the executives that lead these agencies to hold those individuals accountable, because every chief knows what their mission is. And if you allow bad actors to fester within your department, you're creating a sore that will lead to bad videos. So I know that chiefs are taking this serious, and they have to have...
Well, they have to. You know, great conversation, Eric. Really good conversation. Really good having you here. Love to have you back. Eric Jackson, former special agent, 21 years in charge of the Dallas field office at the end of his career. Thank you for being in the No Panic Zone.
You're welcome.